55. Can the Earth feed its people? In 1950, the world populations reached almost 2.5 billion, and predictions were that by the year 2000, there would be more than 5 billion people. Some experts were convinced that the world was on the verge of widespread famine. One reaction to the problem was the Green Revolution of the 1960s. This effort multiplied agricultural yields in poor countries by introducing new high-yield grains. India, for example, doubled its wheat crop in just 6 years. The food supply increased faster than demand, and the price of staple foods fell. One result of the Green Revolution was that global food production today remains sufficient to provide every person with an adequate diet. Yet the problem of hunger remains. About 20% of the developing world's population is undernourished. The immediate cause of world hunger has less to do with food production than with food distribution. For example, millions of acres in Africa, Asia, and Latin America once supported subsistence farming. Now, the lands are used to raise crops such as coffee, tea, chocolate, bananas, and beef for export. The subsistence farmers have been relocated to urban areas, where there is often no employment, or to areas unsuited for farming. Small farmers and poor countries did not benefit from the Green Revolution because they could not afford the expensive seeds and chemicals that make agriculture productive. Despite falling food prices, hundreds of millions of people cannot afford a balanced diet. It is estimated that in the United States alone, 30 million people, mostly children, the elderly, and the working poor, are hungry. The answer to the question seems to be that yes, the world can provide enough food, but it is up to people to find a way to distribute the food so that everyone has an adequate food supply.